USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Sell-offs are not happening yet, but Wall Street did end the day lower Wednesday as investors keep a wary eye on debt ceiling talks in Washington. Meanwhile, the top Democrat in the House minority is accusing Republicans of hostage-taking.
To extract deep, painful cuts that will hurt the health, the safety, or the well-being of everyday Americans.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries said Republicans are determined to either impose deep spending cuts or tank the economy. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy claimed Wednesday he believes the U.S. will avoid a default. It didn't go exactly as planned, but Ron DeSantis is now officially a presidential candidate.
However, he had to unceremoniously tweet out that announcement.
If you nominate me, you can set your clock to January 20th, 2025 at high noon.
The Twitter Spaces launch of DeSantis' bid was hit by early technical issues with the sound repeatedly dropping out during the first 25 minutes of the live stream. DeSantis later said it's because his announcement broke the internet. I'm John Schaefer.
President Biden likely didn't pass up the opportunity to poke fun at the mishap. In a tweet Wednesday, Biden captioned a post linking to a donation page for his campaign, saying, "This link works." The president is marking the one-year anniversary of the Uvalde, Texas school shooting that left 19 children and two teachers dead.
I realize this is a really tough day. Remembering is important, but it's also painful.
In remarks from the White House, Biden said, "Too many schools have become killing fields." And in Arkansas man who put his feet up on Nancy Pelosi's desk during the January 6th Capitol riot will be spending the next 4 years in federal prison. Richard Barnett was found guilty of several charges, including theft of government property. He stole an envelope from the House Speaker's office. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
The U.S. is apparently filled with so-called play deserts. Researchers at the University of Georgia found many areas in the country have few safe, free parks and playgrounds for kids. Experts say kids who don't have access to a playground or park are more likely to sit in front of a screen more often. Thanks to a judge's ruling, the parents of murder victim Gabby Petito will get to see a letter from Roberta Laundry to her late son, Brian, Petito's fiancé and suspected killer. Petito's parents, attorney Patrick Riley, explained the so-called burn-after-reading letter and how it might shed light on what Laundry's mother knew.
In my mind, that clearly shows that she knew that Gabby Petito was deceased.
Laundry family attorney Matt Lucas says the letter is just a reference to a book.
The premise of that book is you can write your personal thoughts down and have that outlet, but then you burn it after writing it.
The judge in the case denied access to the Laundry's bank records. Attorney General Merrick Garland honoring law enforcement officers for National Missing Children's Day Wednesday.
There is no cause more worthy of honor. The Department of Justice is honored to stand with you.
The day highlights efforts of agencies, organizations, and individuals to protect children. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying when they really can't speak. She says her gums have been bleeding. Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Gum Detoxify and Restore.
New Crest Gum Detoxify and Restore?
Yep. New Crest Gum Detoxify and Restore is professionally designed to start healing gums from day one.
Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
Right. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
Crest Gum Detoxify and Restore. Smile. Crest has you covered.